The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
I want to acknowledge upfront that there was an important legal debate about the governor's actions. Whether or not his restoration of rights is even constitutional will be determined by Virginia's Supreme Court. We'll hear all about that in our next report. But that is not what this story is about. This story is about a day I spent with Karen Fountain, a community organizer with a left-leaning New Virginia Majority.
I head over to this area because there's a lot of former felons.
Fountain has been registering voters throughout Richmond. The day I joined her, we visited Gilpin Court.
That is a low-income neighborhood, basically. A lot of guys and some girls, but more so men. That have been used to be locked up, and it's still a lot that did not know that they have had their rights restored.
Felons in Virginia are disproportionately Black. Before McAuliffe's order, 1 in 5 African Americans in Virginia weren't eligible to vote because of their criminal records. Republicans say their opposition to the order has nothing to do with race. Half of felons who have had their rights restored are white. That's an argument Fountain and everyone I talk to in Gilpin Court doesn't buy. Republicans say this isn't about race. What do you say to that?
I think, how can I say this? Okay, I know that it is about race. Now, you say it's about crime. With some people, they don't separate the two. I just say it like that.
Do you think it's about suppressing that vote from that race?
Absolutely. I think they want to that not to go forth. They still want to keep African-American men and the women down like it's slavery time. They still act like it's slavery time. And this is not slavery time. I feel violated, even though I'm not an ex-offender, but because I'm an African-American. And it's a good thing that's in place. People will have an opportunity to vote. When you vote and you make that check, that's your voice being heard. It's a brother and his name is Randy. And he knows the history of everything over here.
Fountain cruises the neighborhood looking for someone she knows. Soon, a man named Andre West rides by on his bike. West isn't an ex-felon, but he knows this community well, and he's been helping Fountain connect with people and register them. West says the atmosphere here has changed since the governor's order.
Most felons, they get into stuff and then they can't get out of it. But now they get that right store, they can get out of that trouble that they're in. And people have been doing things they should be doing, not things they shouldn't be doing.
I turn around and Fountain's off, already chasing somebody down.
How y'all doing?
I already voted.
Y'all ready to vote? Yeah.
At first, people treat her like a salesman, wary eyes saying they're not interested, but she just laughs and smiles. She's persistent.
Please excuse me, honey. I talk to so many people. I'm sorry.
Around the corner, there's a small crowd of men hanging outside an abandoned building. Karen brings up voting and elections, and it taps into attention.
You don't see anything. So yeah. I'm like, sometimes I said, what's the use though? Because Congress is going to still do what they do. But I think,
Lee Vinson isn't a felon, but he was raised in this neighborhood and knows many who are.
They want you to go out there and vote and this and all that, but we really don't see no changes though. I don't. I'm 52 years old. I ain't seen no difference yet though.
As we're talking, an older gentleman walks up, waving a card proudly in the air.
He voted this morning.
His name is Anthony Crawford, and he voted in a primary for his congressman. Fountain registered him herself.
Yeah.
Check that out. That's your voting card.
Yeah. I used it this morning for the first time in 61 years.
When he was young, Crawford says he didn't care about voting. Then in 1992, he did 6 months for breaking and entering. Now, with the restoration order, he's able to vote again.
I didn't even know how to do it. I would walk around, I say, what you do, what you do? I say, this is my first time. They say, go around the back on the other side, you know.
Practice, he says, for November.
Do you know who you'll vote for in November for president?
Yeah, Hillary. Hillary. Yeah, no question.
Another of the men pipes up. He's been standing to the side, eyeing my microphone carefully. He also has a felony on his record. He did not want to be recorded or even have his name on the radio. But he did have a point he wanted to make. Even now that his rights are restored, he will not be voting. My little one vote, he says, it isn't going to make a difference. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.